A turboprop makes a forced landing on the Florida Turnpike. American Airlines pilots are stampeding for the exits. And attorneys use media to help catch ambulances. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, October 14th, 2011. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board is on the case of an aviation accident that snarled midday highway traffic on the Florida Turnpike Wednesday afternoon about 1 p.m. The Broward County Aviation Department reported the craft was a Cicada TBM 700 turboprop. Florida Highway Patrol reports the plane encountered some sort of mechanical problem, and the pilot managed to get it down without hitting any ground vehicles. NBC Miami quotes FAA spokeswoman Kathleen Bergen in reporting the flight departed North Perry Airport for a round trip to Opa-locka, and FHP adds the pilot had been cleared to land back at North Perry, but for some reason set it down in the northbound lanes of the turnpike west of town and hit the median barrier. An asphalt worker nearby, Carlos Perotti, told NBC Miami the plane crashed 30 feet from his truck and fuel was leaking. But when it did not catch fire, he ran to help extricate two occupants trapped by a jammed door. Both were taken by ambulance to Memorial Regional Hospital with what are described as non-life-threatening injuries. The pilot has been identified as 49-year-old Alain Jaubert of Julos, France. His passenger was 50-year-old Donato Pinto, an Italian native who now lives in Aventura, Florida. The wreckage was not completely cleared from the highway for 5 hours after the accident. There has been no comment from the plane's registered owner, SV Leasing Company of Florida. American Airlines has announced it will cut its capacity 3% more than forecast in January of this year, retiring 11 of its Boeing 757s, but not just because of falling demand or fuel efficiency concerns. The airline says its pilots are choosing to retire in numbers way beyond expectations. In what the French news service AFP calls a hemorrhage, the airline lost 200 pilots in August and September. That's 8 times the expected number. The attrition rate was so conspicuous that on October 3rd, the Allied Pilots Association felt the need to issue a news release making clear that the pilots did not have any insider information about an impending bankruptcy, but were likely reacting to the general decline in the stock market. The high attrition rate and the company's strategy to respond may unfortunately have impacts on cabin crews and other employees. American spokesman Sean Collins tells the Dallas Morning News, quote, "These capacity adjustments could have a significant impact on operations and, unfortunately, could result in employee reductions company-wide. However, we are still working on the specific schedule adjustments and will know more in coming days," unquote. Bloomberg reports the cuts will come in routes with lower than average load factors, but quotes the airline as stating its costs per seat mile will actually rise modestly. A New York City attorney has placed an ad through an online PR firm exploiting the fatal October 4th helicopter crash of a Bell 206 in the East River to solicit clients for his liability practice. The ad is an egregious example of how to use speculation to imply blame before any facts are actually in. New York City accident attorney Jonathan C. Ryder has prepared the ad to mimic the look of a news story, in which he quotes or credits himself 8 times as an expert source who's narrowed down the likely cause of the accident to 2 possibilities which conveniently position the aircraft owner and the pilot as targets for a negligence case. Ads placed through PR firms are used by manufacturers without their own internal media relations departments when they need to distribute word of a product release, promotion, or other news. The PR firms distribute the releases to a wide list of media outlets which are generally staffed by people experienced enough to know what they're looking at. But every so often, a media outlet or blogger not well-versed in aviation will mistake an ad like Reuters for a legitimate news story and circulate it more widely. The legal profession even has its own PR news release firm, Justice News Flash, which gets paid to distribute ads. From the firm's website, quote, "With JusticeNewsFlash.com, lawyers, journalists, and other professionals have the opportunity to provide breaking news to their communities using an easy-to-access, convenient medium. The company understands the increased need for effective lawyer marketing and public relations and uses their expertise to take promotions to the next level," unquote. The NTSB has heard from witnesses that the helicopter had just taken off from the 34th Street heliport when it seemed to lose power, began spinning, and impacted the water. The pilot, Paul Dudley, managed to pull himself to shore. 3 of the 4 passengers were rescued by divers, but one was trapped in the wreckage for about an hour under 50 feet of water and died. Dudley is also the manager of the Linden Airport in New Jersey. From Reuters News release, quote, "A mechanical failure occurring immediately upon takeoff is likely a sign of poor maintenance of the helicopter, a poor pre-flight check by the pilot, or both." According to New York aviation attorney Jonathan C. Reiter, the maintenance records for this helicopter will certainly be gone over thoroughly by the NTSB, unquote. What the release doesn't mention is that the NTSB's actual finding of probable cause will not be admissible in any civil liability suit, leaving Reiter's speculation at trial to stand unchallenged by the outcome of the actual investigation. The news release continues in part, quote, "Airline crashes and private plane crashes are extremely traumatic and often leave family members confused, stunned, and overwhelmed. If you or a loved one have been involved in an aviation accident, New York City aviation attorney Jonathan C. Reiter can help," unquote. If you or a loved one would like to find out more about one probable cause of the bloated cost of your next airplane, follow the FMI link in the text version of this story, dated October 14th, at aero-news.net. Still ahead, NASA announces two microgravity student challenges. Summit Aviation earns the Army's gratitude and an award. And K-State women hold a fundraiser this weekend. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, October 14th. I'm Paul Platt. NASA is offering students the opportunity to compete in two microgravity challenges. This being NASA, of course they have acronyms. The first is Dropping in a Microgravity Environment, or DIME. And the other is What If No Gravity, or WING. DIME is a team competition for high school students in the 9th through 12th grades. WING is a competition for student teams from the 5th through 8th grades. Both are project-oriented activities that last throughout the school year for the selected teams. Both DIME and WING are open to student teams from all 50 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Each team will have to have an adult supervisor, such as a teacher, parent, or technical consultant. Teams may be from any type of organization or club, such as a science class, a group of friends, a scout troop, or a youth group. Proposals are due by November 1st. A panel of NASA scientists and engineers will evaluate and select the top-ranked proposals by December 1st. The winning teams will design and build the experiments that will be conducted in the 2.2-second drop tower at NASA's Glenn Research Center in Cleveland. The 79-foot tower gets its name because when an experiment is dropped into it, the package experiences weightlessness, or microgravity, for 2.2 seconds. Researchers from around the world use this tower to study the effects of microgravity on physical phenomena, such as combustion and fluid dynamics, and to develop new technology for future space missions. The top four DIME teams will receive an expense-paid trip to Glenn in March of 2012 to conduct their experiments, review the results with NASA personnel, and tour the center's facilities. All DIME participants visiting NASA must be U.S. citizens. Four additional DIME teams and up to 30 WING teams will be selected to build their experiments and ship them to Glenn for NASA testing. These experiments and the resulting data will be returned to the teams so they can prepare reports about their findings. Summit Aviation, a Greenwich Aero Group company, recently was presented with the Bill Olson Award of Excellence during the 2011 Cargo Helicopters Users Conference in Huntsville, Alabama. Project Manager for Cargo Helicopters, Colonel Robert L. Marion, commented, quote, "Summit Aviation's support to units in the field has been exemplary. Summit's efficiency in removing, packaging, and shipping parts worldwide has saved the United States Army hundreds of thousands of dollars in repair costs and countless hours of aircraft downtime," unquote. The award is named for Bill Olson, who passed away in May of 2010. Cargo Helicopters developed the award in his memory to recognize a unit, organization, or individual for exceptional achievement in the areas of maintenance management and mission accomplishment. Summit Aviation President Robert Fitzpatrick commented, quote, "We are extremely honored to be the first recipient of this award. We take great pride in the government, corporate, and private aircraft and aviation services we provide, and to be recognized by Cargo Helicopters in memory of Bill Olson is truly special." Unquote. And finally today, Kansas State University Salina's Women in Aviation International chapter is hosting its third annual Plane Wash and Wax tomorrow, Saturday, October 15th, at Salina Municipal Airport's Hangar 600 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pilots can enjoy refreshments and hors d'oeuvres while their planes are cleaned. The organization is suggesting a tax-deductible minimum donation of $150 for a wash and wax, or $50 for a wash only. Jennifer McLean, junior and professional pilot from Sleepy Hollow, New York, who's helping plan the event, explained, quote, "The money we make will be used to send our Women in Aviation chapter to the annual international conference, where we'll network and talk with potential employers and other aviation enthusiasts. This year, the conference is in Dallas, Texas, and this fundraiser helps with our transportation, hotel, and registration fees." Unquote. Women in Aviation International is a nonprofit organization that encourages the advancement of women who are striving for challenging and fulfilling careers in the aviation and aerospace industries. Find out more at WAI.org. When I first heard the K-State women were holding their annual wash and wax, I thought, well, that's odd. They schedule it only once a year. But I did think it was admirable they'd want to look their best for the upcoming holiday season. That's the latest from Aero News. I'm kidding. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.